بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الجلوس على القبر. There is a chapter on the prohibition of sitting on a grave. With regard to going to the Qabristan, there are many etiquettes also that we should observe. Unfortunately, generally we are becoming very negligent of this. When we go to the Qabristan, we must be very careful that we don't walk on a qabr. Many times we don't take care and we just walk anyhow, and we walk on a qabr. And sitting on a qabr, if a person becomes tired or something, that is very, very, very harmful for a person. Also, unfortunately, the noise that is in the Qabristan, and especially in the place of the namaz. At one time, the imam who was making the janaza namaz had to announce 4 or 5 times that people, please keep quiet, silence please. The respect of the dead, the respect of the Qabristan is very, very important. And unfortunately, it's a time of social gathering. We meet people, our family, people, friends from different places, and we start discussing. That is very inappropriate. It is not the place for that. A person should engage himself in reading Yasin Sharif, passing the sawab to the marhumin. If we don't know Yasin, all of us know Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Read the surah 3 times, we get the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif, and pass that sawab to the marhumin. If we have reached earlier to the Qabristan, go and visit the various people, especially our family people, and make isali sawab for them at every grave. So this is also a very important aspect, and unfortunately we are very, very negligent about this. The noise that comes and silence that is to be called for, it's not appropriate at all. And at that time we should be thinking of our mayyat. That janaza that is there, it could well have been us. And how would we like that people, or even close family people or somebody, instead of making isali sawab, they are talking about sports, they are talking about politics, they are talking about family things, etc., about the weather. All those things are not at all called for, especially in the Qabristan and the place where we make janaza namaz. So this is also a very important thing that we should try and correct ourselves. And the best is that a person tries and stay on his own in the Qabristan, not mix with that. The most make salam, how are you, that's all. But then carry on reading and passing the sawab. Like that, perhaps we don't think of passing sawab, making isali sawab to our marhumin. But at least when we are in the Qabristan, at that time we should make. And many of us, perhaps we don't visit the Qabristan regularly. So at least when we go for a janaza, then we have visited the Qabristan. At that time, make isali sawab, make dua, think about our own death. One day we will be in that place also. And we, every person, no matter how pious he is, when he has passed away, he is still in need of more sawab. And that is what they really appreciate. And if it is our family person, and we are talking on other things, we are not making isali sawab, how will we feel? In this world, if a person is helpless, a family member, and nobody wants to give him a glass of water also to drink, don't want to give him a plate of food to eat, how will he feel? There they are more in need. Even no matter how rich they are, that means how pious and how much sawab they got. There a person is all the time in need of more, because your stages go more higher. So we should really think of this, and we must try. If everyone plays his part, this will come under control immediately. But if we all are negligent, unmindful, and we just start chatting and talking, etc., this thing can get even worse, and the condition can become worse also. And then also, many times we wonder why problems are coming in our lives or in the community. All these things add up. And Allah, when he becomes unhappy, then Allah sends some problems to correct us. So we should try and correct this. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَن يَجْلِسَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَلَى جَمْرَةٍ, for any one of you to sit on burning coal, charcoal, burning coal, to sit on that, فَتُحْرِكَ ثِيَابَهُ, and then it burns his clothes. That coal is so hot that it burns your clothes. فَتَخْلُسَ إِلَى جِلْدِهِ, and then it even burns, reaches his skin and burns his skin. To do that, خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَن يَجْلِسَ عَلَى قَبَرٍ, it is more better for him to do that rather than sitting on a qabar. So we can imagine who will sit on burning coal, and it burns his clothes, burns his body also. But that is lighter the azab than the azab of sitting on a qabar. And carelessly walking, by mistake if a person, he fell, by mistake he walked over, that is a different thing. And from here also we learn, as alhamdulillah, generally most, perhaps all our qabristans, the qabrs are marked out very clearly, the qabristan is kept neatly, the qabrs, the hump is made properly, we can see clearly there is a qabr. In some other countries, the qabristan is like a jungle. You can't make out anything, where is a qabr, where isn't a qabr, what is happening, you just can't make out. Yeah, generally we see that the qabristan is kept very neatly and the qabrs are identified very clearly. So that we should, so it's easy that we avoid walking on a qabr, and the worst is to go and sit on a qabr. It is not permissible to sit on a qabr, as this is contrary to the respect Islam demands for fellow human beings. The person has passed away, but still we should have that respect. And this is in the qabr. So when the person is still not yet buried, and all the noise that we are making, this is something very terrible. And we should try and avoid this as much as possible. Totally we should avoid it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.